Welcome to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. Our vision is reaching out with the truth of Scripture, focusing on the Aboriginal peoples of Canada. It's our desire to bring hope where hope has been lost. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Now here's Bible teacher Perry Stelter.
Hello everyone. Today is a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful day because we can rejoice in our relationship with Jesus Christ. We can rejoice in our sufferings, and we can rejoice in whatever comes our way because we know that Jesus Christ has won the victory already, and we know that God is in control, and we know that we have the power of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. Let's come to the Lord in prayer before we get into our story today. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for the listeners. I thank you in Jesus' name for what you are doing in the lives of the listeners. There are many different things that are going on, things that we can't explain, things that we can't understand. But I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can come to you and that even when things are not working out the way we were hoping they would work out, that we can learn to rejoice in what you have done for us. And because of that, we can have hope for the future. That doesn't mean we rejoice in the things that happen to us, but we can rejoice in what you have done for us. And in that, we rejoice today. And in that, we have hope for the future. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are going to be looking at our final story in Romans chapter 5. And as we have discovered, our major theme is rejoicing. Today we are going to be looking at the topic of rejoicing. And today we are going to be looking at rejoicing in God's grace and righteousness. First of all, let's define what grace and righteousness are. Grace, according to the Bible dictionary, is the unmerited favor of God made known through Jesus Christ and expressed supremely in the redemption and full forgiveness of sinners through faith in Jesus Christ. This means that the grace of God that we receive is something we receive as a free gift. We didn't earn it or deserve it. That's right, my brothers and sisters. We did not earn it and we did not deserve it, but yet we received it as a free gift of God when we responded to God's invitation. Second, let's define righteousness. According to Harper's Bible Dictionary, and in the context of Romans 5, righteousness means freedom and life in the Spirit. When we look at grace and when we look at righteousness, it means that we rejoice because we have received a free gift from God we didn't deserve or earn, and because of that, we have the full freedom to live our new life in Christ out without holding back in any way, shape, or form. Amen? That's the hope of our message today. Rejoice. We were weak and helpless, but now we can be strong.
Let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich." Let the blind say, "I can see." It's what the Lord has done in me. Thank you.
can see is what the Lord has done in me.
Let's read Romans chapter 5, verses 18 to 21, as we finish this five-part series. Here we go. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that, as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When we look at this passage, we see that our sin and our trespass and our disobedience led to condemnation and death. But because of the overwhelming love of Christ, we now have justification, which is being not guilty and innocent before God. We have received righteousness, which is our freedom in life in Christ, a righteous standing before God without guilt or shame. We have received grace, which is a free gift of God that we did not earn and we do not deserve. That is why, my brothers and sisters, that we can confidently rejoice in all things. We can rejoice in our sufferings. We can rejoice in the overwhelming love of Christ. We can rejoice in justification and reconciliation. We can rejoice in our life in Christ. And we can rejoice in God's grace and righteousness. A.T. Robertson said, "The flood of grace surpassed the flood of sin, great as that was and is." Can you relate with this, my friends? I know you can. When I look at my life, I see that I was first of all born with a sinful nature because of what happened back in the Garden of Eden with Adam. And then when I look at the first 35 years of my life, it is filled with rebellion and wickedness and unneeded suffering and the consequences of my sin. Yet, in the midst of that, I see grace and I see righteousness. That is why I rejoice in my new life in Christ. As John Newton once said, "I was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see."
Thank you.
Robert H. Mount says that when we look at the law, which is talked about in this passage, the law actually makes wrongdoing all the worse. The law, as in the Mosaic law, which God gave Moses, was never intended to provide salvation, but to convince people of their need for Jesus. Law increased sin. That is the sad story of humanity, estranged from God. Then Mounts concludes, grace superabounded in that as the reign of sin brought death, the reign of grace brings righteousness that issues in life eternal. As Douglas J. Moo states, Adam sealed the fate of all people. Christ, the second Adam, enables people to escape that fate and to come near to God that was never possible before. Moo also says there was a fellow named Pelagius that had a view that Adam's sin was just one man leading by bad example that we have all followed. Yet, this is seen as unbiblical. Even today, there are many famous people who think that if we just try to be good people, that that is good enough, or that all people will be saved automatically, and there is no need for asking for salvation from Christ. And there are people who believe that there are many paths to God, but this is also unbiblical. My brothers and sisters, there is only one way to God, and that is through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This is where we find grace.
Oh, my Lord, you are so day you reveal your righteous ways. It's your kindness that leads to repentance. It's your blood that brings forgiveness. It's your mercy that leads me here to your throne of grace. Your throne.
That there is only one way to God should make us want to share the gospel more. When we truly learn to rejoice in all the areas that I have been talking about in this series, then we will have more of a desire to share that joy in the midst of a broken world. As we conclude this story today, I want to share with you a story from an outreach event I attended in May of 2014. I was invited to be a speaker at an outreach event in a Cree community, and it was advertised for a few months. It was to be an event and an evening of singing, food, and a message. Yet when we all got there, the community hall next door was having a funeral and was about to bury a young man who died. The organizers of the event, who invited me, decided to and got permission to integrate the evening's event with the supper meal of the funeral. Now, because of this, there were some people who didn't come because there was ongoing conflict with the family of the deceased boy and other community members. Yet the organizers of the event wanted to minister to this hurting family with food, fellowship, song, and an encouraging message. One of the local pastors suggested that I speak while people were eating. Well, this added a little stress to the last-minute change because people were talking and moving around while I was speaking. Yet I felt God impress upon me to hold my ground and keep speaking. and to rejoice in the fact that he had brought me there. The bottom line was that I spoke for roughly 20 minutes, and after we ended up having a time of prayer at the front. We ended up praying for about 45 minutes with various people, and in the midst of this, I said a special prayer for a number of people, and there was also a couple who came to Christ. God impressed upon me that this is what God does best. He comes in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our pain, in the midst of the noise and distraction, and he brings healing and joy and rejoicing. As I was driving home that night, I was so glad I went and that things turned out the way they did. I was truly rejoicing because I was able to come to minister. There were many people at that funeral that would have never come to the outreach event, and as a result, people were blessed and added to the kingdom of God. Because of that, I truly learned to rejoice, and so did many other people. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5 has asked us and commanded us to rejoice in many different areas. And when we learn to rejoice, you will be surprised at what happens. Step out in faith, step out in love, and in acceptance, and watch God move. I thank you in Jesus' name for all the people that came to the outreach that day. I commit all of these people unto you, Lord. I pray that you would continue to draw us all unto yourself. Do a work in us, Lord, that only you can do. Help us not to just simply rejoice in the bad things that happen to us, but help us to learn to rejoice in you and what you came to do for us and what you have in store for us for the future, in this life and the life to come. I thank you for all your promises in your word and for all the promises that are in Romans chapter 5. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. If you're interested in contacting Perry, you can reach him at wordofhopeministries.ca. That's wordofhopeministries.ca. Remember, Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."